Today we join Jesus on the path through Holy Week. We have an advantage that Jesus and his followers did not. We stand at a place in history where we know the end of the story about Jesus. Jesus knew that if he stood with those who were hungry, sick, poor, and in need of grace, hope, and love, it actually might cost him his life. Jesus knew that he was entering the city to cheers from those who needed his voice. He also knew that he would meet the voices of those who wanted to silence him. I hope I'm not silenced. Pray for me. As Jesus rode down the Mount of Olives, excuse me, the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, asked Jesus to silence those who were cheering for him. Jesus said, "Even if they were quiet, the stones would cry out." The stones would cry or shout out. A reference from the Hebrew scriptures, which the Pharisees would have understood. Now there's a cemetery along this route that Jesus was taking on the Mount of Olives. It could be, possibly, that Jesus was referencing the stones that were piled high in the cemetery. In Jewish tradition, the stones were not only used to build grave markers. Whenever people visited the graves, they left a stone on top of the grave as a symbol that the person buried there would not be forgotten, and their words and life would continue to speak. So when Jesus said, "The stones will cry out," he called on the voices of those who had gone before to testify to this moment of peaceful protest. In one morning of peaceful protest on top of a cult, Jesus introduced us to the contradictions that exist in our lives. When we speak for those who have no voice, and when we stand for those who cannot find justice. Just for a moment, consider the contradictions that Jesus endured that day. The very ones who cheered for him within hours would abandon him. The cheers turned into jeers and hate. And the rousing hosannas turned into deafening silence. Today's gospel story ends with Jesus saying to the Pharisee leader again, "Even if you silence these, the stones will cry out." In other words, no matter what we do, the stones will cry out for justice, peace, and love. Many others before and after Jesus have walked the path of Holy Week. They understood what it meant to walk this path, that one day they too would be the stones who would continue to cry out. Their voices live on, and the life and voice of Jesus cries out this morning the loudest. When we listen to the stones, what do we hear? If we're honest, most of us want to get to resurrection without having to take the trip through Holy Week, because many of us have lived and felt that pain and suffering. And why would we choose to enter into that again with Jesus this week? We live in a world of relativity. Does joy mean much if you haven't known sadness? Does hope mean much if you've never known despair? Does life mean much if you haven't known death? At the very heart of God is an invitation to engage in our beloved humanity with all of its contradictions, so that we might know new life, that we might be a people of resurrection. My friends, it takes courage and an extra measure of faith and the risk of vulnerability of love to listen to the stones crying out. We live in a culture that encourages us every day to have more, spend more, seek more comforts, climb more ladders to the top, and acquire all that we can for ourselves. Holy Week challenges us to go deeper. It challenges us to breathe deep and walk alongside Jesus through the highs and lows that come when you stand with those who cannot speak. It challenges us to keep standing in the face of opposition. It challenges us to care about those who live in suffering and need. It challenges us to love ourselves and others as God loves us. It challenges us to walk with Jesus. Jesus who shows us how to live and die and live again. The stones are crying out, are we listening? Amen. Thank you.